Blog Talk Radio.
We are live. This is Dinner Specials with May and Cynthia. We are live, and it looks pretty good outside right now in New York. I don't know how it is down there. We're going to have a heat wave. Oh, my goodness. I think we have somebody coming on.
All right, so. Yeah. If that's our guest, that I think he can hear us, and he needs to just hang on for a second there. He was almost late to the date. He was
I know.
It's hot here. It's hot. It's steamy. It's buggy. It's... And you know, somebody said to me, okay, describe yourself in a word, it would be, that's it.
That I do know. I went into Brooklyn yesterday to see my friend Billy Amendola and his lovely wife Chris. And I got to tell you, I brought my friend Suzanne. We went down there, and it was like, it was another little Chinatown. I was like in pig heaven. I was like running around picking up groceries. I love all that. Oh, my.
Well, Maddie has his... Oh, our guest just fell off.
I guess just fell off.
Maybe he couldn't hear us. Okay. Well, everybody knows that we're expecting Grammy Award-winning producer Jack Douglas, who's supposed to take a stroll with us down May's Music Memory Lane, but Jack just disappeared. He'll call back. Like all our men, May, we like to keep them on the line, and we get to them when we can.
Okay? I know. I'll definitely tell you. I had a wonderful week of listening to new music, and the new music happened to be my new favorite person, James Bay. Oh my God, was that great?
Yeah, you really like this kid.
Oh, I love him. I mean, it was just Hold Back the River. I mean, that was it. People go out and listen to him. He's just wonderful. He's going to be 25. I mean, he's lovely. He's lovely. He's a lovely person. I mean, I met him, and it was just nice. And then, I forgot to tell you, I went by when I was in Brooklyn. Of course, Maddie Amendola has his little studio down there, 825, recording studio down there. And he built it.
Yeah, Maddie is
beautiful.
Really starting to really light it up. First of all, his dad, Billy Amendola, Modern Drummer magazine. Maddie is he's just a fabulous kid, so talented, and his studio is fabulous.
Yes, I mean, walking in there was just amazing to see it in the transformation that it is. It was great. Good luck, Maddie. Love you. I've known him for so long, and now look at him. He's done well. I love it.
That has to be wild for you to watch, because you knew him when he was a baby. So it's like watching, it's like watching a flower bloom, isn't it?
Yeah.
Our agent just texted me. He's going to tell our guest to call back. So hopefully,
yes.
Peeps, if you're hanging on for Jack Douglas, he should be with us in a moment. So
yes, that would be great. And so it was just crazy. But it's so hot. We're having a heat wave this week. Humidity and hot. I forget it. Doesn't work well with me.
You don't know. Well, and plus, I'm training again, running.
Oh,
so no. I was up this morning. I ran 4 miles this morning at 6:30 in the morning. I have to tell you, I could not have been more drenched if I was standing under like a fire hose at the end of it. That's how hot it was to run. But I'm training again, and I did pretty good. I ran, I'd say, 80% of it, so, which is good, seeing as I haven't run that much lately. So we'll see. I'm going to try and do a half marathon. Yeah.
Good luck.
Up.
Isn't that sad about Bobby Christina?
Yep, it is. But you know what, May? It was unnecessary. Unnecessary that child's life ended up the way that it did, and her parents are to blame. Her upbringing is to blame for a lot of it. And you know what really pisses me off is that right now there's a child at St. Jude's fighting for their life, and this young woman succumbed to something that was totally not necessary to happen. And it's sad. It's sad. It really
it
is.
So,
but I guess she really didn't have any hope of any kind of survival from the get-go, from the way it
no,
was.
And yeah, and that it was sad that, you know, it's taken this long, but she finally went, you know,
mm-hmm.
peacefully.
It's
and
sad.
You know,
it's sad. She was young. It's always listen. It's sad no matter what, but it's really sad when it's something that just really shouldn't have happened. Shouldn't
no.
have happened.
I know.
So.
She had so much to live for, and that was, and then, you know, there's so much to go by. There's so much, but
you know,
anyway.
Yeah. But yeah.
May she rest in peace.
Stinks.
Yeah.
Well, now on to other things. Big news. Nancy Leanders and I are going to see Shirley MacLaine Thursday night. Do her one woman show.
Mm-hmm. That'll be fun.
I think it'll be really interesting.
That's going to be a hoot. I mean,
I know.
You know.
Well, you know, my ex-husband did, what did he do? The Walter Mitty movie with her, and he really dug her. See, I want her to play the part of one of my characters in my book when I do the fabulous film of it. And I just think she's one of the old broads. She's a great old broad, and, you know, she's a little wacky. I think it's going to be interesting. She's going to be at the Skirmerhorn in the symphony venue, which is absolutely beautiful here in Nashville. You don't think about a symphony in country music capital of the world, but it is a fabulous hall. So, you know, it'll be an interesting night. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Be nice
yeah.
to go out. Grown-up clothes and makeup.
Oh my goodness. I'm just telling you, I'm just preparing. I'm already going ready to go back to Liverpool.
That's
so.
Right. That's just around the corner,
long.
Isn't it?
It is just around the corner. I'm telling you, all of a sudden it's been such a long winter. Now it's like, oh God, you know, we're like summer's going by so quickly. You know?
Now is it summer there now? You know, I get confused with the seasons in different parts of the world. What time of the year is it in England now? Is
no,
it
in England would be
too?
Where we are. No, that's summer.
Oh, it is.
It's
okay.
Summer, yeah,
okay.
Because they're in the northern hemisphere like us. They're,
okay.
they're,
so they have
they're,
similar weather now. But
yeah.
they have weather.
Well, I won't say similar weather. I mean, I was in Liverpool and it was like 50 some odd degrees.
Oh, okay. Well, you'll
they're
keep
further
better.
North
you'll,
than us. And, you know,
better.
Liverpool's on the water. You know, it's right by the water. So it's not, it was great this time. I mean, to see the Mersey, I spent more time looking. And all the times I've been there.
Now, this
never,
Beetle Fest
oh,
will be... Oh,
oh
there's our
yep,
guest. Let's go
let's
grab
get,
Jack.
Let's
go get
guess.
Him. Okay, here we go. Good morning. Is
Hello?
This Jack Doug?
Yeah,
good
is
morning,
this the sports
Jack.
Channel?
Yeah.
Is this the sports channel? let's go to the Yankees.
Let's go to the Yankees. Have they won yet? Come on, Jack.
What do you mean? They're in first place. Come on.
yeah, Yankees. Now I'm a Red Sox fan. Come on, people. Come on.
Who is that?
Work with me here.
That's Cynthia.
I'm on the line. I'm Cynthia,
Mays you're
Cobo's
a Red
Jack.
Sox fan?
That's
yeah.
right, baby.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm
Red
so
Sox.
Sorry. I'm so
You know what, Jack?
Really?
That just rolls off my back. I'm so used to a man apologizing to me that it falls on deaf ears. So
oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a Red Sox girl.
I don't hear a Boston accent.
No, well, I was born in Connecticut, but I lived most of my adult life in New York City. But I live down in Nashville now. I'm a hillbilly by osmosis now. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And you know,
the music
and you know, Jack.
Capital of the world.
Yeah. Such
and
as
what did
is,
I miss?
The,
I tried to call
well, you
in,
missed
and
the,
I just got
you
like
missed
a
the fabulous introduction we had for you, Jack. I mean, we built you
oh,
up
great.
On this giant pedestal. Yeah, we had you on a pedestal,
oh,
the whole nine yards, yeah.
And, you know, we're on live. People hear you, you know, and you're probably close. Are you in New York? If you're in New York, you're close to me then. So
no, I'm not. I'm in L.A.
Oh, you're in L.A.
Oh, no
so
wonder.
We woke you up then.
Okay,
yeah.
we woke
Sorry
you up on
that,
this
Jack.
One.
No, you right. didn't wake me up. I got up. I mean, I'm still on New York time because I just got out here Saturday. So
okay.
I wake up at 7 o'clock and I make my oatmeal and I walk around in my PJs and then here I am.
Then here you are talking
to us. He's getting us all excited. Well, all right. So let me do the fabulous intro that we had for you, Jack. Okay. See, now that you're with us, because we got so much attention because you were coming on the show. All right.
Oh, my God. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So we're going to take a stroll down Maze and Your Music Memory Lane. And for our audience out there, we finally have Jack. He was busy with his oatmeal, okay? But he's on our show now. Grammy Award-winning producer. You name an act, Jack Douglas probably produced it. And we want to talk about then. We want to talk about now. And we're really happy to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. What a nice introduction. I could name a few acts I haven't done. Omar, like for example, Omar the Magician. I had nothing to do with that. He was on
Maybe.
Sullivan. I
Omar. Well, you know, what can I tell you? Maybe we could. Is he still around? Maybe we can find him.
No, he's long gone.
Okay. Well, that ain't gonna ever happen then.
I always thought Omar was a tent maker. See, I'm learning something every day. Jack, before we really get into to a chit-chat here, we wanted to talk to you about our good friend Dennis Ferrante. We just lost him.
Oh,
I know you
God.
Had a history with him.
Yeah.
He was such a peach, such a cutie face.
I know, yeah. And Jack, you and I, we just saw each other at his funeral, and it was it was a lovely speech that you did, I mean, for Dennis. It really was. Mm. And you know, because you and him were in the same band.
We played in the 60s, and we started playing together in the mid-60s. Yeah, he was a lovely, lovely guy. And he was the oddest person that you would ever imagine at that time that would come into recording studios. But he just had that personality where you just loved him. You wanted to be around him. His energy was amazing. And he attracted people.
He was
and
funny. He told those
way.
Funny
he,
stories.
You know,
yeah.
I only met him through May in the past, you know, like maybe 7-8 years, and he was just such a great guy. And you know what I had when I was doing my research on you, Jack. And don't worry, the CIA file has been burned. Okay. I saw
But there is a CIA file, honestly.
Is there
to
really?
To tell you the truth, yeah, there is, because I did a job for the CIA. But we'll talk about that later.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Oh, scoop, May. We got a scoop. But
I know,
anyway,
we got a scoop. I know.
I saw that you started at the record plant. Is it true? As a janitor? Is that how you started?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I mean, I had to get your foot in the door somehow. So that's how I got my foot in the door. And I'm thinking, you know, that I still have these, like, janitorial talents. I might go back into that business. Because the music business needs to be cleaned up, if you know what I mean.
That's true. It's true. Hey, what are you doing out in LA? What project are you working on before we go that back?
You know, I because the music business is pretty crazy. I've cut down the amount of productions that I do every year, and I've gone into composing score for film. So. I have. I just finished a film called Gardeners of Eden, which I scored, and I have a new one coming up. I don't know what the title is yet, but I'm also doing a production of an artist named Robert Cadence. I'm doing out here, and then I'm going to stay out for a while and do this film. So it's, I mean, I really enjoy scoring, and that's, I started in composition and then let it go. And then I've gone back to it in the last like 5 years, but
I
enjoy it. And there's another Aerosmith coming up in the winter. And so I try to space it out. Yeah.
I remember when they first walked into it. Oh, you do. I remember.
Yeah.
Well, oh, that's nice. That's nice. LA.
Wow.
Do you, what are you an East Coast or a West Coast?
I live in Nyack.
I know. So you live near, do you like being on the East Coast? Not in the winter, probably.
No, I prefer the East Coast anytime.
Okay.
I prefer, Rockland County to me is like heaven. The seasons, the woods, the smell, the trees, the river, the closest to New York City. It's
right, without having to, you know, without being in, I can't be in the city anymore so much because every time I turn around, it's nothing but those stupid cranes hanging over your head. I keep saying that the cranes, the scaffolding. I mean, and then the sidewalk with everything blowing up everywhere you go. You know, so
I know, but that's in a way it's a good thing. I mean, you know, it shows that the economy is in gear. People are building. I have a good friend that's a major builder, Douglas Durst. And he just says that the city is going full steam ahead.
Is he single, Jack? Is he single? Because you know May and I are single, Jack. Come on.
No, he's not.
All right, so Jack, now that I have you, because I always try, see, I'm not a music person, I'm a movie person, May's the music girl. Now that I have you, we always like to ask people in the know, what do you think about the whole big argument about intellectual property and how it's so out of control now, with people not being paid for their work?
I mean, right now it's a mess. It will get straightened out in a while. As soon as they, there are two things that have to happen. We need to have an agreement with China,
right,
that protects the copyrights of people. The next thing that will happen, but the thing that will happen first, is that you will be able to download films as they come out in their entirety, mm-hmm, in a snap, and you'll,
yep,
be able to pirate them, and you will expect to watch movies for free. Just like people expected to steal music. As soon as that happens, because there's hundreds of millions of dollars invested in film, that's when the copyright laws will have teeth in them.
Wow.
Because they'll have to protect that. And after, when they're protecting, as they're protecting film, then they'll protect music as well.
Do you think, it just seems like as fast as they figure out ways to prevent people from doing this, somebody's right behind them finding a back door, you know, finding another way in. And I think you are right about movies. I think the day of the movie theater is really going to, not too long away, is going to be an anomaly, you know.
That's right. It's going to go the way of Tower Records.
Right.
If
anybody remembers Tower.
All
but
right,
I
so
think
tell
that's,
us, tell us, yes, the CIA story. Come on, Jack, give it. Tell us the CIA story.
Okay, well, do you guys know Skunk Baxter, right?
Oh, yeah. He's been to my house. He's
okay.
Been,
so there was always a rumor, like back in the day, like way back in the day, that Skunk was a CIA agent. And you know, was like he never would say he wasn't, or that he worked for the government in some way. And of course, he's had offices in the Pentagon. You know that now, May.
Yes,
right?
I heard and I couldn't believe it myself. That's
okay. Well,
yeah.
It's wild.
It's wild.
Yeah. It's completely wild. He's a great guy, and he's one of the funniest guys I know. And of course, he's an incredible guitar player, and he was a CIA spook. So. So he called me up one day and asked me if I wanted to do something for my country. And I said, well, sure. And so I'll, in a nutshell, what we did was just before the wall came down, some years before the wall came down, which was what, 87, 88?
Somewhere around
there. Yeah, we did a bogus cultural trade with the Soviet Union where we sent them a string quartet. And they sent us their big rock band, which was called Riga, like Latvia.
Ah.
And they were all ex-military. And so that we could submerse their rock band in the culture of American rock and produce a record for them, American style, and send them back. And then, of course, the string quartet would be in, you know, indulge themselves in Tchaikovsky, whatever, and come back and be wonderful. And was done through Princeton University. That was the cover.
Wow.
And what we did was, we worked for these guys who were called, we had to call them the insurance men, and we embedded all of this propaganda into the rock songs. They were in on it, these guys, these ex-army officers. And we sent them back to the Soviet Union with all the stuff embedded in there in Russian, in their songs.
That is hilarious.
And some years later, when the wall came down, Skunk called me up and he said, congratulations, rock and roll brought down the wall.
Jack,
how about that?
Seriously, that is wild. I was only kidding when I said the CIA file's been burned. See, you know what?
Oh.
I had a situation.
You just never know. See?
You never know.
He might have put that in my mind, May. Jack might have put that in my mind. It was subliminal, okay?
Subliminal.
Wow, what a good, that's a great story. Who you know, that's pretty darn cool. We got a scoop.
And you know, and then Jeff came over you know, and was at one of my barbecues in recent years, and he played. So, and I mean, you know, you hear those stories and you look at him, you go, he was, you know, he is.
Really? I know.
Yeah. And you just sort of, you can't believe it. I mean, it's that wild.
Yeah. And there he is. He's with his offices in the Pentagon, you know, the cat's out of the bag long, long ago.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Hide in plain sight. I mean, you know, that is just, that's wild. Wow. So, Jack, as a producer, now, do you think that a lot of producers are just – I'm fascinated that you're a composer, because I think, May, he's really the first producer we've talked to that said, unless it's somebody producing themselves, that they're a composer. Do you think producers are all frustrated musicians?
No, they want it to be?
No.
I don't think so at all. I don't think
so.
There's a lot of great – May, I mean, you know, you were married to a producer composer.
Yes, and you know what he loves everything about music, and Tony is definitely, you know, he just did a tour, and I'll give him a plug.
Yeah.
No matter on the Holy Holy Bowie tour thing here, where he actually went back and took and he's creative. He took people from the original Bowie group and, you know, put them together with singers and do all these Bowie songs from back then. And he did he performed at the Isle of Wight. He was all over England. He went to Japan. I mean, he's just sold out. Because as a producer, he actually, made the sound exactly the way it should have been on the song,
right,
the way people heard it. And yes, you know, he's a bass player. He's a recorder. He plays recorder as well, and he's an orchestral. He writes all the stuff, and so he does the whole thing. So
right, he actually conducts the orchestra.
Right. So
he is he is quite a few steps. We're talking about Tony Visconti, by the way,
right,
your listeners.
Exactly. Yeah.
He's a few steps ahead of me. I could never I could never conduct. I could never keep one beat ahead of the orchestra. It's like it's a whole other mindset. You really need to have that formal training to do that.
Right.
When I conduct, I conduct more like a gospel guy who's like, you know, a cheerleader. You know, jumps up and down when you want the hits. But a real composer is.
but a real composer is
one beat ahead.
It's difficult.
People
think it's easy.
I'm sorry, man. I stepped on you. What instrument do you? I mean, what's your instrument? Your weapon of choice? Are you a pianist?
Me, I play. Formerly, I played bass in bands, but I play guitar and keyboards and percussion instruments, only because I've been around them so long. Although I did have a gig for a couple of years as a guitar player in a band. Mm-hmm. Prefer bass.
The whole thing about music is wild to me. I can't play a lick. I was fired from the cowbell at May's party.
We were doing Don't Fear the Reaper with a couple of the members of, Joe Bouchard.
Yeah.
And
they were
playing. We were doing Don't Fear the Reaper. She got the cowbell. And they took it away from her.
For 10 seconds,
oh
I had it in my hands. For 10 seconds, Jack, I was part of the band. And they just calmly walked over and took it out of my hands. No comment, nothing. No thank you.
I did a Blue Coop record last year.
Oh, they're so great. They really are.
I know, yeah.
And I love them. Yeah, they've come and they've played at the house too. And,
we should have another...
Well, I'm not having one this year, the party, because I'm going to be in Liverpool, so I'm not going to be around.
Nice.
I
haven't been in Liverpool in so long. What's it like now? Is it not dark and dingy anymore?
No. No, not at all. They've got, to me, it's lively. They've got one of the best, even best shopping malls in England. I think it's better than London. And it's moving along. It's not as dreary as it once was. And they've got some beautiful hotels. You know, and they're more modern, not like some of the ones that we've seen that needs to be fixed up. They've got the Hard Day's Night Hotel is absolutely wonderful.
Sounds great.
Oh, you would like that because in each room, Shannon, you know, who painted, painted every, has a painting, an original painting in every room. And so they gave me, this last time I was just there, they gave me what I call my room. And it's the picture of John, Julian, and myself that she painted.
Oh.
And so, and it was great. And we had a balcony. It was lovely room. And it's nice there. And the people are lovely. And then, so it's fun. And that's a good place to go. And I've been there so many times. I just love
it. And
it
has a wonderful airport with a great name.
Yeah. I think it's somebody that we both know, John Lennon,
right.
John Lennon Airport.
Yeah, that's great. That's
have
really
you,
wonderful.
Have you ever flown out of there? I've not flown out of there. I mean, I've just gone, you know, I've seen it, but I've not flown.
The only
out
way
of
I went to Liverpool was on a tramp steamer in 1965.
Oh, whoa. Okay. That's a long time ago. Okay.
That's a long time ago. That's when I went to Liverpool. 65.
Oh,
wow.
Well, we should do a trip. We should gather a group and go back and do a trip. Maybe I'll think about that. Let's see. Let me see what we could do. All right. Are you up for it, Jack? We'll do something like that.
Sometime I'd like to get over, you know, before I'm on a walker.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Let's see if I could drum up something then.
Okay.
How's that? I'll see if we can drum
that
up
sounds
something.
Good.
Yeah. Well, I hope when you come back this way, when you come back east, when you finish composing, we'll get together.
When I finish composing myself.
Yeah.
Somehow I think that probably isn't in the cards, Jack, but that's okay. You know,
never.
We love you anyway. We really we're glad you called back. We were going to have to I was going to have to pretend to be you, and I'm not sure you'd want that in any situation, but
you just have to make your voice deeper.
You do have a good voice too, so you could do voiceover work if that janitor job doesn't work out for you. Okay
so, yeah, I could the voiceover janitor.
Well, we're running out of time, so we're going to let you go back to your oatmeal and your compositions. And we loved having you. Please come back.
Okay. It was
yeah,
great to
awesome.
Be here. It went so fast. What happened?
It does.
It did.
Oh.
So what we'll
hey,
do.
Very
you
nice
group.
Talking to you. Yeah. Cynthia, you're in Nashville right now.
I am.
Yep.
I am in Nashville, yes.
That's a great
Well,
town.
I live on a farm outside of Nashville. So if you're ever in town, you let me know.
Really?
And come and clean out horse stalls with me.
Do you know Karen Whitford?
I don't. But
she,
oddly
that's
enough, that's
Brad Whitford's wife. She lives out there on a farm with
does
horses
she,
and yeah.
Does she really?
Oh, I'll have to introduce you guys.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
Jack.
May
have a wonderful
speak
day.
To you.
I'll speak
Thank
to you.
You.
Love you. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey,
great.
We got a CIA scoop. That was like really awesome.
I know.
He's
so,
a funny man. We got to have
is.
Him back.
He is. Yeah, we definitely will. I'm glad he called back and, you know, he's out in LA and that was the reason. We didn't know where he was.
Yeah.
But he's done a lot of work and he's done it with Cheap Trick and we also now he told us that we got a new Aerosmith record coming out. So that should be fun.
Yep.
So
that'll be, yeah.
Be.
You know, it never ceases to amaze me, May, that some of these biggest guys that we talk about and in their own industry, so well known and so revered, are always the most humble and the funniest. They're just
yes,
regular
absolutely.
Guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know,
well.
That's so what's
anyway.
Coming up for you, Chicklet? What's
nothing
going on?
Much except preparing to go away and sure. You know and seeing a lot of friends that are coming
into
town.
That's the International Beatles Fest. Is that what it's called?
Yes, International Beatle Week is going to be out in Liverpool, August 26th to September 1st, and there's a bunch of us like Donovan, Peter Asher, Patty Boyd, myself, and you know, and it'll be fun. Anyway, we're running down on time, and I wanted to say have a great week. And if anybody wants to hear a new guy, singer, as I said, it's James Bay, my new love here. I love him. I think it's great.
May's his street team. Wow.
Yeah.
Lucky him.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Chicklet. I'll talk to you in a bit.
I'll talk to you in a bit.
May Pang, and I'm Cynthia Nielsen, and you've been listening to Dinner Specials. I'm Florida.